Continuing on, Mishnah Nisada Marbim Simcha. We spoke about the Marbim Simcha. We spoke about Simcha as a state of mind. It's not an act. We spoke about that the essence of Simcha is Limud HaTorah. We spoke about that there's nothing that can ever bring more joy or happiness to a person than learning. We spoke about Mr. Benedict, you put away your phone in the base of interest, especially when somebody speaks. We spoke about that also. You see what I'm doing here? We asked the question, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu command Simcha? And we said that Simcha is a result, as we said, a state of mind, a result of productivity in learning. So if one exerts the effort, one will be the Simcha. The Gemara says that that Limud HaTorah has to be Smeichin Finisinosa. You have to learn Torah as if we were Kabbal Torah in Har Sinai, with the same simcha of the simcha that we had in Har Sinai. And of course, you know, one wonders, how could you reach that darga? Smeichin Finisinosa. Imagine the Jews on Har Sinai. And somebody asked me a question. Bishlo Mabai, the Jews in Har Sinai. So it was the first time they were commanded to learn. It's fresh, it's new. So I understand. They were smeichel. Why? They were smeichel because it was Nisim Nasa. It was the giving. But we've had it for years, decades, generations, centuries. So how could we be the same simcha? Smeichim kinesinasa. Yeah, that's a bigger nesayim. It's harder. Who says somebody is to do something like this? Who says that the Jews in the Midbar, if they would have had it earlier, would have also been smeichim kinesinasa? This smeichim binesinasa. It's an interesting type of question. It's a similar question. You know, to go as a side, it says that Bilam was given a Kayach and a Vua, like Moshe, so that if what happens, that if the nation has a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Umis, they don't have a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ummah Sa'adah would say, what do you expect from us? Look at your leader, Moshe Rabbeinu. If we would have a leader like Moshe Rabbeinu, what happens? We would also be great. So what do you, we're blameless. It's not equal. You gave the Jews a leader, Moshe Rabbeinu, and look who you gave us, Bilam HaRasha. Not fair. So what happens? In order to take that away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a certain Kayach and Nevuah to Bilam. So now they're equal. And comes Bilam and gives them the bad answer. Okay? So now they can't have a time. Fertavel, what are you talking about? Okay. So if Maisa, they'll say, good, Kayach and Nevuah by Moshe Rabbeinu and Bilam maybe was similar. But the integrity that Moshe Rabbeinu had is surely much higher than the integrity of Bilam. So you still can't compare. You have many kashas like this. By the way, the answer to that kasha, it seems there's a medrash, that the medrash says that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have been in the same sviva of Bilam, It also for the same Eitzah. It's not just the leader, but it's the Am that has a certain hashpah of the leader. But let's go back to what, how can we be expected Smeichim for the Sinasa? The answer is as follows. Oh, go for one more question. You constantly use the Chumash as a word Hayyana. You have that in Kriya Shema, in the Parsha of Schar Vayinish. V'hayyana im Shamaya Tishkiru, as Mitzvotzei Shayyana Mitzvotzei Hayyana. And Rashi says, that it should be kechadoshim lefanecha. It should be new to you. Ki ilu hayom tzivisim. I gave it to you today. I can read you today. And you have in Chumash a few times the word hayom, where Rashi comments that our approach towards limud Torah mitzvahs should be as if it was the first day. Here we go again. As if. But it's not. What do you mean? Approach it as if it's the first day. I've had it for years. How can I approach it as if it's the first day? What's this whole idea kid like? Is it frozen? Is it make believe today's the first day that we got it? I can't make believe because it's not. The answer on one level is as follows, and it's a very big concern. I learned this, there was this once in a seminar, Lahavdil, given. And in the seminar, I wanted to compare intellectual pursuits, very interesting, versus things of excitement, your entertainment pursuits. Or, let's go like that. What happens for a second? Let's think about it. You're a, call it a, roller coaster freak. Okay? It's saying something. You love roller coasters. You see a roller coaster, the largest roller coaster, where is it, in Denver or in Coney Island, if you think it's there, the oldest roller coaster, and you're doing it. You have a thrill. It's great. You love it. You travel for it. So you go again. It's a thrill. Fourth time, fifth time. By the sixth time, it's boring. There's no more thrill. By the tenth time, you say, it's a burden. It really is a burden. What do you mean? You're a roller coaster freak. You love roller coasters. And you understand it. You know, people will travel for entertainment. They'll travel from the East Coast to the West Coast. And people go from the West Coast to the East Coast. That's why you always have people traveling other areas. They're looking for the thrill. You, Lahavdil, I can't use the word, I should use the muscle here. Yeah, you heard there's a great production. Use that general term. A production. She went to the theater to see the production. Be it live, be it not live. It's a great production. You're dying to see it. You traveled, you waited online. You saw it. You were thrilled, you loved it, you enjoyed every second. Now I tell you, see it again. And you want to see it again. Usually the second time you see it is not as enjoyable. You have the time to, but it's not as. Third time it's less, it's dull. Fifth time, it's boring. Tenth time, it's annoying. And it really is. What do you mean? You loved it. But that's the way of the world, if I do things at most times, I lose my sense of enjoyment from it, and it's boring. So what must I do to find something different or better? Find a different deduction, a better deduction. And here's when we constantly produce more productions, so to say. And that's the world of entertainment. Sometimes you get the rerun, because you forgot about it the first time. It was farther away from you. Same in all material assets, it's like that. What about an intellectual pursuits? You're sitting in front of a science book today, yesterday, the day before, and earlier, for a whole year. Is that boring or not? Now, most people in the crossing guard are doing the same thing every day. But the answer is you're not. Because what you're doing is advancing in your intellect, advancing your knowledge. It might be the same subject matter, but it's a different page. It's a different thought. It's a different understanding. It's the mind. It's a different discovery. So I could be in the same subject my whole life, and if I just steal a subject, it sounds boring, it's repetitious. But if I go into the prod of the subject, so then there's a lot of interest. And it becomes exciting. But that depends on the mind. If the mind is understanding and comprehending every new part, not just the general, but the specifics, it's all new. If the mind is doing just what's general, the topic, then it's old and boring. And that's the beauty of all intellectual pursuits. The more the mind is involved, the fresher anything you can discover, the more the body is involved, it's always the same old thing. Think about that. The same thing is true. You take a Gemara. If I ask, and I'm not doing it, if I ask somebody over there, what do you learn in the morning? I'm going to get, in this basic measure, three answers. From somebody's going to say, I learned Gemara. What did you learn yesterday? Gemara. What did you learn last year? Gemara. What did you learn 5 years ago in the morning? Gemara. What did you learn? What are you learning next year in the morning? Gemara. What are you learning in the afternoon? Gemara. What are you learning at night? Gemara. Boring life. Now this person was a little less shallow than us. What are you learning in the morning? Kedusha. What did you learn last year? Yesterday, Kedusha. Last year, Sukkos, if you remember. Year before, Baba Kama. Year before, Gittin. Varies a little bit. And he's another person. What do you learn? First parent of Kedusha. Interesting. What do you learn yesterday? Fourth parent. What did you learn a few weeks ago? Third parent. All right. A little precious. I ask a person who's just a little deeper into it, someone who's really learning the Gemara. What are you learning today? Daf Tes. In Rei Kedusha. What did you learn yesterday? Oh, Daf Ches. I wouldn't find anything to say. Oh, wait, I learned that test in 5 days. Test of an olive, test of days. What are you talking about? I was on test of an olive. Oh, this Sugya, this Rashi, this Gemara, that is just. And by the way, if you're holding an intellectual pursuit, you will find out that in your life, There was never repetition. It was never, ever, ever, ever the same thing that you've done in your life more than once. Even if you learn the same sugya, you've learned Baba Kama in tradition, the same sugya that's in Suras. Ha'av Zakim Vita. I learned it differently. I understood it differently today. I was deeper. I saw this reason. I saw that aspect. I saw from a different angle. It was never the same. The roller coaster is always the same. I didn't feel the roller coaster from this angle one day, and one day I felt from that angle, and from the other angle. It's the same ride. It's the same picture. Even the same oven, the same sugya, is never the same sugya. Even the 100th time learning it is never the same. But I don't have to come on to that. Because you're going back there every day. And the Mashiach Seder is another oven every day. It's another sugya. It's another Gemara. And the same thing is true in the morning. So there's no repetition. But that depends on how vague and shallow a person is. If a person is vague and shallow, and he's really not learning, he's just sitting in shiur, listening to a shiur, or he's just sitting with his chavrusa. Maybe even listen to the chavrusa. Of course, it's the same thing every day. But if you're learning God, but really learning, putting your efforts up, there's nothing. And if there's nothing that's the same, it can't be boring by definition. It is chadasha. It's not kish chadasha. It's not like new. It is new. It's not like kinesinasa. It is the sinasa. When I say like, it is the experience. Like that day. It's like that day because to you, it is that day. To you, every day you won't remember tomorrow. That's Har Sinai. That's what they did in Har Sinai. They did it maybe 40 days in Har Sinai. But you do it maybe a couple of years until you're able to accomplish what they've done in short term Har Sinai. Klal Yisrael, public Har Sinai, is your private Har Sinai on a daily basis. And it's very easy to have the simcha of Nisinasa. But if you're in it, just for the Sinai, the Sinai experience, you're not learning it. I'm experiencing what occurred, the colors of the broken, the thunder, the lightning, the voice of the heaven, and all those Har Sinai parts. I don't really experience it when I'm learning, and you're right, how do I experience that? But if Har Sinai too means the understanding of learning, the real part of Har Sinai, that every day is the Sinasa. A new Nesina on a new Torah. And you can be Sameach if you realize that. And the same thing is true in Mitzvahs and in Tefillah. Because by us, Mitzvahs are not just an action. There's a thought process. I hope that every time you take a rule of an Esrei, every year you have another understanding of the Mitzvah. Not just an act of an animal, with a feeling, as you learn to halachas, a new approach. I hope, as brought down in Nefesh HaChaim, that not one davening of yours was like the davening, the previous davening of yours. There was a new bakash, a new feeling, a new understanding, a new approach, a deeper relationship with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Hayom. Asher Melech Mitzavcha Hayom Al Vavavah. It's Chadoshim chaya, because it is kadosh. When a person has that approach and it works with his mind, so then you have the simcha every day of the simcha satayim. That's what we mentioned in the Chodesh Adar. Is Mishnichas Adar Marim Simcha? Is that relates to Torah Shabbat Peh? Because Torah Shabbat Peh is the Torah that's so infinite that just keeps on coming. All the Chidushah Torah, all the understandings of the Torah, something new every day. That's pure Yerivya. That's the offsprings. By the way, that's really the definition of Purim. Puria. It's a lesson of Puruvu. The lesson of creating. Creating what? Mortal. And that's the Libri that's simple. And that's what I meant. For those who didn't understand it. Is that unless you're really going deep into the Gemara, unless you really learn it, not just sitting back. You know, a lot of times you ask the Bacha, did you learn the Gemara? Yes. Did you understand it? Yeah. Could you say it over? No. It's a wonderful thing. Allah, you know, it's a real progression. Yes, yes, no. You know, I know vaguely, I had an idea. Or better yet, you see a boy learning from, and he says in the base measures 3 hours. You know, what did you learn today? Yeah, Kedusha. What the? What sugya? What does it say? Well, it talks about, you know. Okay. I guess, and I did know, so far, for sure. The conversation didn't have to go any further. But he didn't. Well, you ask somebody, if I ask somebody, what did the Rebbe say in the Shir? I never hear what he said in the Shir. I always hear what he spoke about. He spoke about in the Gemara. What did he say? He said on the Rasha. What does the Rasha say? Check it out. What did he say? That's not, that is boring. Of course it's boring. It's not boring, you're boring. Of course it's not Tzmeich in Kiddush Yom Tov. You missed Har Sinai. You slept from Har Sinai. That's not Simcha Satayim. And that's not the Simcha that comes with Torah. If a person wants to reach the ultimate Simcha on Purim, he has to be a basic Torah in the next few weeks. Trying to understand and really understanding. Instead of this vagueness and shallowness and this superficiality of that really defines our society.